Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hey, Kyra. My name is Billy Gibson. I was balancing my checkbook a few minutes ago, and I noticed a charge that was made a few minutes after 3 o'clock. And I called the bank, and they gave me this number. I've not left my house today. I was inquiring about maybe a fraudulent charge on my debit card or something, but can you tell me any more or any information?
Yes, sir, I can. What's your zip code, please?
29676.
Okay, give me one moment, please. What's your first and last name, please?
My full name, first name Billy, middle name Stephen, last name Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
That'll be 713 Burnt Tan Yard Road in Salem, South Carolina, 29676.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for verifying information, sir. One moment, please, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir, with that being said, do you remember paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I filled out that survey and everything, but it had a $5 shipping charge.
Okay. With that being said, sir, that $5 was an entry to for that sweepstakes entry. The reason why you was charged $59.89, sir, that sweepstakes payment enrolled you to one of our meal planning app. You can create meals based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
Well, I'm very sorry, but when I read all the things, that I did not read. I don't need or want that. I need to cancel that somehow.
Okay. With that being said, sir, do you know anyone else who would like to try a meal planning app today for $20 a month?
No, ma'am.
Okay. No problem. With that being said, sir, I have canceled you, sir. Would you like your cancellation number today?
Oh, what for today, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Would you like your cancellation number today, sir?
Let me try to find a pen.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, give me the number, please.
C as in Charlie, 920. C.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
The number six, 853.
All right.
Yes, sir. That's your cancellation number.
All right, I got it wrote down.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm very sorry. I just didn't read all that when I read it. That's just something I don't need or desire, so I appreciate you canceling it.
You're more than welcome, sir. And thank you for calling Customer. You have a great day, okay?
All right, so that pending withdrawal in my checking account, that'll be withdrawn, right? I mean, canceled?
I'm sorry?
Pending withdrawal for the $59, that will be canceled.
Oh, okay, sir. With that being said, sir, that sweepstakes payment of $59.89, the meal planning app payment, with that being said, sir, since you're asking back for a credit, I can offer you a $45 refund.
Well, that's fine. That's fine because I don't need the $58. That's just throw away money. When I read the survey, I don't remember reading anything about that.
Okay. Okay, sir. I totally understand your statement, sir. Since you stated you don't You didn't read it or know anything about it, sir. What I can do, sir, on my end, as a customer courtesy, sir, I can refund you for $50.
All right.
Yes, sir. With that $50 refund, sir, back in account 3 to 5 business days, okay?
I said, so they'll withdraw the $58, and then you'll turn around and reissue a $50 credit, correct?
Yes, sir. The $59.89 has been already approved. So, yes, sir, you will receive a $50 refund in 3 to 5 business days.
All right, ma'am. I understand.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for calling Customer Support. Have a great day, okay?
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Hello, sir? Hello, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. You had to disconnect the call, sir.
All right. Thank you.